The president's priorities. Elisa Brady, Fox News. The White House defending President Biden's decision to give a speech on threats to democracy. While many voters say inflation and crime are top concerns, he's appealing to voters to reject election deniers.
The president and his top officials are talking about this as a Republican-only problem. But remember, the official campaign arm for Democrats in the House played in some Republican primaries, hoping to damage moderate candidates, believing that election deniers would be easier for their Democrats to eventually defeat.
Fox's Peter Ducey at the White House. President Biden in New Mexico right now to talk about his student loan debt relief plan before campaigning for Democrats there and in California. The FBI in Newark just announcing it's received credible information about a broad threat to synagogues in New Jersey. They're asking synagogues to take all security precautions to protect communities and facilities and to stay alert, but not offering details yet. Air raid sirens in Israel, warning of potential incoming rocket fire in southern towns near the Gaza Strip. This just hours after results showing that Benjamin Netanyahu would be prime minister for a third time. Federal prosecutors rest their case against members of a right-wing group charged in the Capitol riot.
Stuart Rhodes, the founder of the Oath Keepers, and four other associates are charged with seditious conspiracy, a rarely used charge, accusing members of the group of trying to keep former President Trump in office. Federal prosecutors have spent weeks presenting evidence, including a stash of weapons in a Virginia hotel room and text messages and other communications about the potential use of violence on January 6th.
Fox's Jared Halpern. The defense has said Rhodes thought Trump was going to invoke the Insurrection Act and call up a militia. On Wall Street, stocks finished lower after turning mixed during the session. The Dow down 148 at the bell. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Investigators are looking for more doors to open now that the victim in an infamous Massachusetts cold case found on Cape Cod in 1974 has been identified. Turns out she may have been married.
Ruth Marie Terry, the Lady of the Dunes, was believed to have married Guy Rockwell Moldovan just months before her body was found mutilated on the beach. Moldovan had been a suspect in the deaths of a previous wife and stepdaughter in Seattle back in 1960. He died in 2002. Terry, whose skull was crushed and her hands cut off so she couldn't be identified via fingerprints, was finally ID'd after nearly 50 years using investigative genealogy. Now law enforcement wants to formally identify and name her killer.
Fox's Kevin Uretsky. The cheerleading company behind the sport's top uniforms, camps, and competitions is denying allegations it helped facilitate sex abuse at gyms across the Southeast. Those allegations made in a series of federal lawsuits accusing Varsity Spirit of failing to provide a safe environment for athletes. Well, now, Varsity Spirit is denying the allegations and has hired a defamation lawyer. A nationwide theft ring dealing in costly car parts is busted.
The Department of Justice announcing charges against 21 people accused of running the theft ring from California to New Jersey, stealing catalytic converters, which reduce pollutants from a car's engine. The converters contain precious metals like platinum and rhodium and can fetch as much as $1,000 in the black market. The FBI in a statement saying thieves made hundreds of millions of dollars on the backs of thousands of innocent car owners, as law enforcement also now efforts the seizure of millions of dollars worth of assets from suspects. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Recapping Wall Street, a sell-off extended in the end. The Dow drops 146, still above 32K. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.